Welcome, everybody, to Music Composition with Reaper. This is Lecture 8 for Semester 1 of 2017. So today we have a few things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about pitch and item rate manipulation. So we did that with tempo and stretch markers, and that was sort of a way to manipulate rates of things. But we're going to do it now with items as well, and the play rates. We're also going to talk about bridging, and Gianluca is going to, you know, sort of lead us through that and how the bridge plugins can work possibly a bit better for those of us who bridge. So that'll be a thing. And of course, we're going to go over at least one way to do the tempo assignment, because Derek was kind enough to do that. So he wanted to go ahead and help those who may be stuck. So before we get to that, though, I'm going to go ahead and let Gianluca do his thing and talk about bridging and plugins.
Yeah, thanks, Jessica. So bridging, brief explanation to what it is, why it's there, and why you like it, why you don't like it, and why we don't like it sometimes. So if you are using, like most of us, Reaper 64-bit, when you have a plugin that is 32-bit, or vice versa, if you have Reaper 32-bit and you have a plugin that is 64-bit, by default, it will launch another host processor to host that plugin, and that plugin will then have its own separate window where the plugin will be. So for example, if you browse for Omniverb, and we know Omniverb's x86, or to say better, 32-bit plugin, when you launch it in Reaper 64, you're going to have a bridge window that pops up, and that has as an advantage and a disadvantage. The advantage is that when the plugin crashes, Reaper won't crash with it. So when the plugin crashes, Reaper won't crash with it. The disadvantage is that if you have an effects chain, and for example, you have, Re-EQ, Omniverb, then you put Classic Comp, or maybe the vice versa, Re-EQ, then a comp, and then a reverb. Otherwise, Derek is going to tell me that I should not put reverb after a compressor unless I am a sound designer. Anyway, let's say I have an EQ, then a compressor that is 32-bit, then a reverb, then I have, a limiter that, something. Anything 32. So Re-EQ will be fine. So I hit F, and I go Re-EQ, 104. Then I go down, and I hear Classic Comp Bridge. And I'm focused in that window. I'm stuck there on that window. And I have to press escape. And then I'm on the effect list again. So I go down, boom, the other bridge. So this is the problem that I believe most of you ran into when dealing with bridge. Is that true?
Yes.
Do you have that?
Yes.
Good. So what can we do to fix that? We can make all the 32-bit plugin not bridge, or to say better, embed the bridge window into Reaper's native window. That, of course, has the advantage of not having the separate windows and the disadvantage of crashing Reaper if the plugin crashes. So again, you gain something, you lose something else. But if you know that your plugins are trusted and they don't crash, or if they crash, they crash not for, you know, once in a whatever 100 million times, then you're good. And how do we do that? First thing we do, we open Reaper, as I'm doing now. We have a track here.
One arm, zero items.
One arm, zero items. We hit F.
FX, track one.
In my case, I hit A.
Scanning direct FX dot dot dialog. Cancel. Add effect.
And I'm using my typing keyboard. So switch. Okay, now switch keyboard. So normally I type Omni.
O, M, N, I.
Omni V.
List view not selected. VST. Omniverb X86JB.
Omniverb. I hit that, and now I will sound reverb. Because
enter FX track one dialog list view one Reaper tab Omniverb X86 bridge escape FX track one dialog list escape track view one B
and as you could hear, that was the bridge window that I had to escape to get rid of, and then be nice and have the preset effects. Now
one arm.
Let's get rid of this window. So let me kill this effect.
FX track one bypass dialog Omniverb X86 bridge
again. If I have to kill it again, I'm on bridge one. So
escape,
hit escape,
FX, one.
Hit delete.
Escape,
now it's killed.
View, one arm FX bypass zero items.
There you go.
B, FX, track one dialog.
Okay, thank you.
One,
so how do we do this?
FX,
we hit F.
A,
we hit
FX,
A. Omnum. This time in the filter dialog, we type
x86.
That means basically 32-bit, because you know x86 is 32-bit architecture.
Blah. List view not selected. VST plus arm minicos 2x86 Carlos Mateo 1 of 289.
As you can see, I have 200 something.
Two X86 Carlos Mateo 1 of 289.
Effects.
N VST Tyrell N686UE.
See, all these effects are X86. Now what I do here is I will select them all by hitting Control A or Shift End.
VST.
I will hit Applications key.
Applications. Context menu to navigate.
And I go where it says Run as submenu.
Add the sub. Run the sub. Run the submenu R. Default set and press slash VST check D.
That's is by default.
Default set and press slash VST.
Set and press. But if I go up.
Embed Bridge UI may not work with all plugins. Less crash resilient E.
See, it says it
Embed
here.
Bridge UI.
Embed Bridge UI may not work with all plugins.
Embed Bridge UI may not work with all plugins. Less crash resilient.
Less crash resilient. Basically, it can crash more if the plugin crashes. But let's try it. So hit enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Add effects to track one.
Now, let's.
Escape. Track view.
Escape out of here.
FFX.
Let's.
A, add
we
FX.
Add Omniverb.
X86. X86.
Omniverb.
List VST. Omniverb X80 Center. FX. Track.
And.
Control.
Let me bypass it. Did it slot bridge?
FX. Track one. FX. Dot dot dot. Combo box. Default 10. 3 of 20.
And I can change the preset. Now, of course, I won't because it's bypassed, so. But just to show you that.
Default hall, large hall. Room. Full mud. Control shift. Gated reverb. Loud neighbors.
See?
Bathroom.
I am. Basically.
Flutter.
Changing. Presets. And I can bypass.
Control shift.
Or. Active the effect. In the effects window by pressing what? Do you guys remember that? I don't even know if you guys taught that. No, B is for the track. What is the actual key to bypass an effect in its own window when that effect is selected?
Ooh,
what is that key?
I don't know.
It's Control Shift B. Hit that.
Control Shift B.
Active.
Control Shift B.
Bypassed. Okay.
FX track one. Flutter echoes 11 of 20.
That's all.
Spacey. Modulate.
Now I can change presets all I want, but it's bypassed.
Bathroom. Loud neighbors.
If I can.
Control. Gated reverb. Full
now
gated reverb.
It's active again. Anyway.
Control shift E.
This was my
gated reverb data.
Escape. Demonstration.
Console escape.
For you guys.
I just did the same thing for my 32-bit Reaper, and I looked for X64, and I've got the same result with the 64-bit plugins on my 32-bit Reaper. Now when I get a 64-bit Reaper up and going, I can look for X86 in it. That will take care of it.
Yeah, that works both ways. I mean, you can do it X64, X86. Now, in preferences, I don't know exactly how you set that. I now have it to automatic bridge when required, but now we basically overwritten that setting with the plugin setting. So it's basically saying, do not use the project settings, but do this instead. So embed the bridge window within that. So now I can load anything 32-bit, and it won't bridge anymore.
I like that. What do you guys think? I think that's pretty cool.
Really good, I think. Because I tried with the Dexter synth that Derek had posted the other day. And the problem is that we have the bridge window, and it's totally inaccessible, I think. I couldn't load the...
That won't change.
Yeah.
That won't change,
Claudio.
It's because the window is inaccessible, so you need sort of a script to make it work. Oh, speaking of scripts, guys, if any of you has or uses my scripts will work in native or bridge mode, so that won't be a difference for the script. You don't need to be in the bridge mode to make them work. So if you have my latest Forzando script, it will work also in embed bridge UI or bridge window. It will work in both modes. If you instead, probably none of you have, but if you have some JAWS hotspot clickers, they will not work in native mode. Oh, by the way, just to let you all know, I have updated again the Sforzando script because we gave access to the snapshot menu in Sforzando. Derek, I think you might find that interesting. In the default scene, the warp table 2 that the latest Forzando comes with, you can click the snapshot menu and you have other sounds to play with. So I think you all should upgrade to the new Forzando and use the script with it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and move on back to tempo things briefly. Derek's going to go over the homework for those who may have gotten stuck or... maybe perhaps there's a way that you did it and it worked, but maybe there's an easier way. So Derek's at least going to talk about one way to get it in tempo and in sync and all that fun stuff.
But before I do, my question to you guys is, who discovered anything fun or interesting in the process of doing this assignment where we were tempo syncing this clip of Chicago. Who kind of had any aha moments, or who found this assignment particularly easy or particularly challenging, or, you know, anything like that?
No, I thought it was very good and very useful.
Cool. Some of you had asked for help.
It's interesting to know what you can do with the grid. Obviously, you can swing certain things and position things in different ways to create interesting sounds as well, should you wish to do that. You know, it's quite versatile, I suppose. Once you've got the markers there, you can move them around. So that was quite good.
Awesome. Yeah, if you put a lot of stretch markers down, even in places where they may not seem necessary, you can make some audio do some neat things.
Yes, you can.
You could also change the rhythm of the of a song or of a file.
And sure could.
Really? Yeah. And I think you could do a swing song in instead of a plain 4/4 song. I don't know how to explain it, but you could do a jazz arrangement for a song, I think.
Yes, I've done this by accident before. It's quite entertaining.
Hey, Derek. I came here because I need some help.
Okay. In what?
At first, I want to ask, I guess it's kind of not really a class, but help session, right?
Okay.
So, I have a strange issue with my Osara. I'm running latest one, Reaper. If I press Alt-Shift-I, it tells me set selection end.
It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. The deal is that that's a custom action that Gianluca and I have made, and the last thing that it does is make a selection, and since that's the only part of it which talks, Osara is just reporting that a selection was made. So, it's exactly the way it's supposed to be, given what we're working with.
Yeah, thanks, because I was sure, I don't know why, I was sure that this action didn't talk at all, and as it said, set selection, and I was like, talk.
No, it talks as such. It just doesn't say anything particularly relevant.
I see, because I'm working on a project and yeah, it will include both audio and MIDI, and I will include some stretch markers there. And that's why I asked, because markers seem to work, and thanks for it. Other than that, by me, everything is fine.
The reason why he was not talking before is because before, the set selection commands were not talking. Now Jamie made them talk after, I don't remember which version of Osara, and this is why they're talking also in the custom action, because they are talking when you actually set the selection.
Yep.
I see. Thanks for it.
Yep, no problem. No. And we don't have a way of customizing what Osara speaks. Like, there's no action that says make Reaper, make screen reader speak custom string. Otherwise, we could put something at the end of it, and that would keep it from speaking the selection stuff and have it speak stretch marker inserted and snap to grid or some other thing along those lines.
As long as it could be customized for each, you know, individual. I mean,
yeah, but
some people would like that. Some people would want to have it turned off, but whatever. Yeah.
But I don't foresee us getting the ability to make it speak custom strings and things like that.
It seems kind of cumbersome to have it do that.
I mean, it would let people have actions that would hold their hand. This happened and that happened and these things did this stuff and blah, blah, blah. Maybe. Except if they're not conditional, then who knows? So that's one of many reasons why we'll never probably see.
So if you make them speak a string, it can say also tomato, potato, but doesn't mean anything that that thing happened. It just, that action has been called. But if the effect of that action has not produced what you need, it's the string. You decided before what to speak. It's not a relevant information to you know, it's like, if I put my script and I let it say something like file menu, but then the menu hasn't brought up, that's not very helpful, right?
And hearing something like stretch marker theoretically added and snapped to grid, that's not very assuring.
Yeah. It's like, has the thing been added or not?
And this is why Jamie doesn't like this approach, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we ain't gonna have it.
Thank goodness.
So let's open this clip in Reaper on a track. Right now, I have a project set up for 120 BPM, but I'm about to change that. Let's get a little metronome going here. Some metronome goodness. All right. Yeah, lovely. All right. The first thing I'm going to do is normalize the item. So we're going to go from to a bit louder. In fact, how much so? Plus 5.97 dB louder. I discovered this by selecting the item, navigating to it, that is to say, with control right arrow, pressing control shift P to bring up the item parameters dialog, which is brought to us by Osara, of course. Now, I would like to get rid of this fade. Should I do it in such a way that it is later restored? Like if we want to preserve the little fade in before the top of the measure, or do you guys not particularly care about the preservation of the fade?
I don't particularly care. Might be good to show both ways, though.
Any other votes on the subject? Because failing that, I will do this in such a way that the fade can be preserved. What I'm going to do, because right now, obviously, it's far away, I'm going to press the numlock key to turn numlock on and press 1 on the numpad several times. This invokes the action called move contents of items left. So it's going to actually change where the start point is of the audio in this item. And I'm going to count how many times I press the numpad 1 key. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There we go. So 7 times. Cool. Keep that in mind. Now, I'm going to select. Now, again, this is just how I propose to do it. I'm going to select what is the first measure in the audio, not what is the first measure in the project. So, go to the top of the project with Control Home, press left bracket, Control Space, let's see, tab a couple times. I want to find that transient. There it is. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Would you guys agree with that loop?
Perfect.
Perfect.
So who remembers how to set the project's time signature based on the time selection? Who remembers that key from the other day?
Control-Alt-Shift-C.
Yeah. So now our metronome, when I press this and then press enter to accept the information provided, 4-4 time signature, the fact that the selection occupies one measure and so on. Now,
were you looping, by the way, just using Control R?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all there was. Now, it's literally a matter of, in my opinion anyway, this should theoretically work for the most part, of setting the grid to quarter notes, which is done by means of pressing
Control Shift 4.
Mm-hmm. And then tabbing, make sure we're on the peak of each of the drum hits, and then pressing Alt Shift I to add and snap to grid. So all I'm going to have to do now is just tab through this thing. Give me a little more volume on it, though. There's 1. Alt-Shift-I. Now you see that first beat will have snapped. There it is. Dead on. I need to turn down my transient sensitivity, I think, to make this a little less inclined to catch on things. So decrease the sensitivity. There we go. Alt-Shift-I again. There's that one. Believe, believe, believe all the, Now you don't even have to do all these if you're not bothered. But if being super precise is your... See, that one's off. Until I hit Alt-Shift-I. I want to get right on that kick. Sometimes I'm hitting tab a couple of times just to make sure I'm right on the peak of the, transient, and then if I go past it, of course, shift tab. There we go. Do you see what I'm doing here?
Yep.
Oops.
You're putting I don't think I had the foresight to use transients.
You're putting a stretch marker at each transient.
Essentially. Now, that's... Now, if that's not good enough when it does the retard and slows down, because that piano, actually, we scrubbed to this, we see is it like at 52%, you know, if that's not good enough, of course, we could set the grid to what and then add and snap.
We could do eighth notes and snap.
Yep. And there you go. And that is one of many ways to complete the assignment. Did that help?
You say one of many ways, but other than doing it manually, how else? Oh, I suppose you could do tempo markers and then do the stretch markers way as well, I suppose, but it's a bit more cumbersome.
You could. Another way to do it, before we do that, notice, you know, I said we could preserve the fade. Well, let's cut this item to the clipboard. Let's go measure in and paste it. Now, remember I said I pressed 1 7 times. So now I want to grow that back out. Since I haven't changed my zoom ratio at all, I can grow that out.
Press 4 7 times.
Well, control 4, because I don't want to move it. I want to grow it out.
Oh, you want to grow it? Of course you do, yeah.
Yeah, to get the fade back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And it says grow left edge of items each time I press that. Now if we listen to what we have... We've restored our fade, and the kick drum comes in right on beat 1 of measure 2. Now, another way to do this, I'm going to scrap this project, and another way to do this is to get our time signature initial again. Okay. Now, the reason I want to do this initially is just to make things a little simpler later. Because I'm going to use an action which will convert project markers to tempo markers. So,
nice.
I have mine by default. It's set up to where every beat is a tempo marker. But what I've had mine configured, and I will show you how this is done, is every marker equals a measure. So I'm just going to play this. I'm going to put a marker at the beginning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, M two three four 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 M two three four. And that should do it. Now, this may be as good or it may not, and we will certainly find out. Because what we're going to do is we're going to run an action called Convert Project Markers to Tempo Markers, which you will find in the Actions list. I've mapped it to Alt-Windows-C. So all I have to do is press Alt-Windows-C, and I get a dialog box that comes up. That if my project time base were set to beats position length rate, since any messing about with the tempo would also change the audio, it would actually warn me that that would be a problem, and it would offer to set the project time base to time. But since my project is set to time by default, I get no such warning. We have a couple of options in this dialog that pops up. Markers per measure I have set to 1 because that's how I've delineated each measure. And we've put in the time signatures 4-4. There's a checkbox for creating gradual tempo changes. In this case, no, because I want to snap everything into conformance. There's a checkbox to remove the project markers. Yes, I'd like to do that. And I press convert. Now, it converts, but the dialog doesn't dismiss itself. If you are not confident in the conversion, if you press convert again, since it's removed the project markers upon initial conversion, it'll tell you there's not enough project markers to do any conversion. Of course, there's not enough project markers to do conversion because there's 0 of them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it's removed them.
Yep.
All right.
It's got rid-
now, so what we can do now is turn on our metronome. And we can listen. After all that we've been through, I will make it up to you. As the metronome does a reasonable-ish job of following that dramatic tempo shift. So what? Well, it means we can go to Project Settings with Alt-Enter, and we can change our time base to Beats Position Length Rate. Now, we've barely mentioned this, but I think once or twice, so if you remember this, I'll be very impressed. Who remembers the Osara action to delete all time signature markers? Or is this a new key? Because if it's a new key, that's fair enough, because we've dealt more of a stretch.
We've said it.
I think we've only said it once.
What was it once, yes. What was the action?
The action to delete all time signature markers.
Control-delete does the stretch markers, doesn't it? Well, I don't know. So it'll be something like that. Control-Shift-Delete, Control-Alt-Delete. Just say it's a delete. Come on, everybody. Alt-Shift-Delete.
It's Alt-Windows-Delete, my friend.
Ah.
Yes. This action, as we discovered last week, lays down tempo and stretch markers. Yep. So when we delete the tempo markers with the project time base being at beats position length or rate, we snap the stretch markers into place. When we press Alt Windows Delete, we hear Osara report deleted all time signature markers. Now this is going to break slightly. But all you would then have to worry about doing is putting maybe 4 stretch markers in the whole thing to lock it to tempo as opposed to a stretch marker on every transient. So we could do that. I'm pressing shift semicolon to navigate through the stretch markers. I want to delete the one on this measure because I'm going to put 4 in right quick on this very specific measure. Oops. Okay, maybe a few more. Now it's caught up. There we go. So now I've combined the two methods of putting a project marker down at the beginning of each measure as I was playing the audio through, and then refining the bits that needed a bit more help with stretch markers. What I've learned with this project to tempo marker action is that if you're dealing with particularly, you know, like a full-length song or a full-length instrumental that varies in tempo, I just indicate where each measure begins, do the conversion, change my time base of the project to beats, position, length, rate, press Alt-Win-Delete to delete the time signature markers to see everything snap into place, and then use the occasional insertion of a stretch marker on the grid to refine the bits that may need a bit of nudging along. And what's kind of nice about various things like this is that if you watch videos on YouTube where people are doing quantizing of audio and things like that, they're not that much quicker at it. They're going through the same experimentation and refinement of things as we are.
The only thing that makes them a little bit quicker is the fact that you kind of can drag and click sort of, you know, a little bit faster than we can sort of type keys. So,
yeah.
Not always, right? But it's the same concept. So, you know, if you're moving a stretch marker or you're moving, a series of tempo markers, or, you know, you're putting a stretch marker over a tempo marker, et cetera, et cetera, they're doing it a little bit quicker because they're dragging the markers across. Whereas, you know, when they make them and they just can kind of drag them and drop them.
And honestly, setting the transient threshold and sensitivity is much easier too, because you can see where the stretch markers are going to be inserted if you're using dynamic split, and you don't have to put in values and mess around with that as much.
Yeah, because remember, the sighted people get visual access to the waveform from any number of means, whether it just be the peak file that Reaper builds, or as Derek said, when you open it in a dynamic split, it shows, which is probably oddly enough why it's in the view, Derek, it shows to the sighted perspective where it's going to split at every, how often and stuff.
Pretty much.
So you guys were talking all about tempo for the last, I don't know what, 2.5 lectures, 3 lectures now. And it's very important, obviously, for composing music and messing with it and all the things. And even if you're just, you know, like me and dabbles in mashups and, you know, tries to pretend like she's a DJ. Actually, that's when it's one of the most important, right? But we won't go there. Anyway, so with that being said, you can also mess with the pitch of items, tracks. Like, you can mess with the project pitch, and you can make the pitch algorithms that we're going to sort of get into in a second either a project default, which will affect the entire project, every item that you mess with, the item defaults as well as what you can make it for. So even if you have an algorithm set to a project default, then you can actually change it to a totally different algorithm and items. And sometimes there's reasons for that. I'm going to kind of go into that here, actually. So who can tell me what pitch shifting and time expansion are, or stretching?
Pitch shifting is just moving something up, semitone or cent or whatever, and time expansion and compression is doing the same with time, compressing into a certain area of the project.
Correct.
Or expanding it.
Yeah, and those are, I would say, destructive actions because they are directly applied.
The good news is they're not. At least not in Reaper, they're not. Or at least if there are destructive ways of doing it in Reaper, I haven't found them yet. Let me put it that way.
Well, if you glue something after you pitch it.
Oh, there's that. But it makes another item, so it's still the same media item exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can also undo the glued items.
So David and Christian sort of got it on the head a little bit. So with pitch shifting, what it tries to do most of the time is change the pitch of an item without affecting its length. And that's important because if you change the pitch in a lot of these algorithms, you can keep it the same length, but it gets, you know, faster a little bit, or even in some cases, not fast at all. And I'm going to show that. But with the time expansion and compression, it's going the opposite. So in a lot of cases, you don't want to change the pitch with time expansion and compression. You want to just change how fast it is. You want to change how slow it is. but you want to keep the same exact note. And there are ways to do both in Reaper with shortcut keys. Now, I'm going to talk mostly about Elastic, which is the default algorithm that Reaper uses. There are other ones, and an algorithm is basically a method that is developed to pitch shift and time stretch stuff. There are things about phase vocoding and time domain harmonics, which I can give you a link to those, but they're basically the methods that the algorithms use. So if anyone's interested in that, I can totally give information on stuff like that on the wiki. There's a link, and it's got all sorts of scientific things in it.
I will say that Elastic is probably one of the best ones I've ever heard, which explains why it's Reaper's default, because it's very, very accurate and very efficient.
Yeah, it's pretty good. A lot of people that I know compare Elastic's algorithm to, for those of you who use Pro Tools, to things like Radius and other things like that. So apparently they get compared a lot. And I've never been able to use Radius or anything like that, really. So I can't say if it's just as good or, you know, whatever. But
can I say something about this comparing?
Sure.
Actually, my school, as we used, how I heard Radius, 80%, it's not exactly the same. So it isn't the same like Radius, but if you use Elastic 3.1.3.1.4 Pro, which I use, you get almost the same sound like in Radius, which is really good for this algorithm, because Elastic is, I think, the best for Windows. At least, right, that's how I heard it.
So the idea of these shifters is that the bass harmonics and or harmonics that and similar harmonics around it tend to kind of, they try to keep them intact depending on how narrow or wide you want to make the rest of the frequencies around the spectrum. So with some of these, like Soloist, I'll show you how some of those sound in a minute. That's important because if you have a lot of notes or things going into a pitch shifter that's trying to do a narrow of a shift like that and focus mainly on one note or one set of notes, what do you think is going to happen if a whole bunch of notes are trying to be shifted?
They're going to wobble all over the place. They're going to be moved together.
Right. So let's show this example here. So I have a one vocal.
Mama, life had just begun.
We all know him, right? We know who he is.
Yep.
So there's good old Freddie Mercury. Now, if we pitch shift this guy with the default in my project at the moment, it is Elastic 3.1.4 Pro. Now, for those of you who may not know where your pitch shifter default stuff is, who can tell us where you might find it if it's project-wide?
Project-wide in the alternator project properties.
Yep. And that's where you'll see it there. You'll see it. So right now I have it set to Pro, and then there's different parameters in there that you can pick.
Is it worth saying in that as well, just as an aside, that you should change your extreme quality? For some reason, it has it not as by default to render.
I haven't noticed much of a difference, but I will have to give that a try. The playback render, right?
No, not the playback. You can keep that at good. I mean, you can, if you really want to test it, you can do
resample.
Can put it to extreme. But there is sample for the render, yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, it doesn't have extreme as the default, which is a bit silly, really, because if you're going to render it, it might as well.
Yeah. I wonder, for some of these, how much of the difference that'll actually make. So he brings up an interesting point. When things are sort of being transposed, or however you want to call it, they are being resampled in a lot of these situations. So you want to make sure that you have sort of a good way to change that.
Can I tell something about pitch shift? It just came to my mind.
Sure.
Actually, I found an effect, but did you know about this way to preserve colors? So for example, let's say you pitch by four semitones. Mm-hmm. Can I put my activation, voice activation to on? Let I show you this trick.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here we have something without pitch shifting. We have something with pitch shift. And now, it is shifted by 3 semitones. let's say formant is adjusted by 0. You hear that it's changed. You hear that vocal changed. Formant. If you want to keep the same color, you put formant to -3/7. And here it is. Vocal color is changed, but the pitch is changed. If you knew it.
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
I know, we're kind of jumping into all sorts of different places, but how you... I've just wondered about formant, because I've only found a way of changing formant project-wide and not per items, but I'm happy to bow out with this now and just let you continue, Jessica, because we're sort of raising
I'm actually getting there, because with some of these, there's an important thing to keep in mind here, and Christian Sting kind of circles back to what I was messing with. So in this project default for my Elastique, if you tab and you get to parameters, you actually see things like preserve formants, and it starts with lowest, lower, low, most, high, higher, and highest. And then it goes to midside, et cetera, et cetera. So you can really preserve certain formants of your pitch if you know that the normal default is going to really mess with them. You can make it try. It's going to try harder, though. That's the thing you have to keep in mind. The algorithm, the more formants that you do try to preserve, is going to try harder. And so because of that, it doesn't always sound good. So keep that in mind. So if we get out of here and play with Mr. Freddie Mercury again. And so right now I'm going to leave it at Elastique 341 Pro Normal. And I'm going to change the item's pitch. I do this by making sure I have the item selected. So I control left arrow or control right arrow to select my item. If you're sure you have something selected though, or if you're not sure and you want to see what you have selected, you can also press control shift space and that will tell you what you have selected. So I'm going to select this item and I'm going to press the number, the shift key and the number 0.
Mama, life had just begun.
So who notices, is there a problem with it, do you think?
You can hear his throat tightening, obviously, with the higher we're going.
And if that's what you want, like if that's something that you want for whatever reason, if there's a specific reason that you would want it that way, that's certainly achieving it. But do you think that there's a way that we could preserve him if he were to sing higher but not sound like
Mama,
a chipmunk?
Life it just...
Yeah, there is a way. We compensate by adjusting formants to widen his throat. Adjust them by exactly the same amount, just in minus.
Yeah, you do your best to preserve more of his formant. Right now, with the pitch as it's changing, a lot of the formant here, a lot of the surrounding harmonics aren't being preserved. So we can do it the hard way and try to preserve formants, or particularly with this particular vocal, there was a reason I said that, with Elastique Pro, because it does have some presets we can use and that it'll help us with. Or we can actually, in this case, use Elastique Soloist. Can someone guess why we might be able to use Soloist?
Because there's only one voice.
Yeah. Yep, there's one voice. So the whole thing's monophonic. He's going to be the only one having fun in there. And so we can really preserve all of his formants with Soloist, because that's what it basically tries its best to do, but change his bass note. So let's see what we can accomplish here. Let's...
Little comment on what Christian was saying. Christian was probably referring to using rear pitch on the whole track, whereas Jessica is speaking about the algorithm on the item or on the project. So when you do preserve formant, you have what Christian said doing automatically to your item, okay, whereas doing it manually through rear pitch.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. So as I, to kind of put a circle around to Gianluca's point, as I move my pitch up and down with the shift 0 and 9 keys by semitone, as I move my item pitch up and down, those formants are going to automatically do their best to preserve every time I do that. Make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, is that just because you've changed to Soloist, so that's what Soloist naturally does, or is that because you've changed the formants slider there, the most pitches thing?
That's For, well, in all three situations, actually. So, yeah, that's because in pro, you changed it to most. In soloist, you changed it to soloist, where it basically doesn't mess with the formants at all.
Ah, okay. So have you done both, then? Have you put soloist on and changed to most?
I have not. And I'll show you why I haven't yet. So, I haven't changed anything yet, but I did bring him back. No, I didn't bring him back. Hold on. Let's see if I did now.
Mama!
Yes, I did. Okay, so you can bring back the item's pitch to the center or to the original pitch by pressing Control Backspace. So that's how you reset that. Now, we have a project default of Elastic Pro, but I don't know. Let's say I'm not really sure. Like, maybe I'm going to use a whole bunch of different algorithms in this project because maybe I'm doing something cool with it. I don't know what yet. But, you know, because of that, I don't want my project to dictate everything. So I'm going to take this item, this Freddie Mercury thing, and we're going to change its algorithm. Where do you think you would find the pitch algorithms for the item? In what properties?
Item properties. Shift 2.
With, there you go. Shift F2. So let's go back to Mr. Good Guy. And we have media item properties. So this is a bit of a ways down. So I tend to shift tab instead. What you're going to see here with these last few parameters, that these are per take. Take, pitch, shift, time, stretch, mode. Here you go. Here's your pitch, shift, time, stretch, mode. So this is per take. So remember that if you have an item with a bunch of takes.
Jessica, your speech isn't routed. I don't know if you were aware of that or if you...
Oh, did you need me to?
I don't know. I mean, just saying that it's not.
Are you guys able to follow along or do you need me to route speech?
I need you to route speech.
Yep, hold on. Okay, so we're going to come here. I'm going to press item properties again. Sorry for my mishandling of microphones. I'm a bad person.
Media item properties, 15. So,
we're with Shift F2, we went into that. And I'm going to Shift Tab back.
Take cancel button, take effects button, nut slash set button, take media source
proving. These are all per take.
Choose new file, but note plus properties, but note plus reverse checkbox not checked. Section checkbox not checked. Take media source edit read only. Select take pitch shift slash time stretch mode proving. Optimize for tonal content checkbox not checked. Stretch marker fade size edit. Select the 2 point. Take pitch shift slash time stretch mode combo box project default collapsed.
And here's where I can change it. So it shows right now that it's on project default. But I can change it to any of the pitch algorithms that Reaper supports. And Gianluca, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's suffice it to say that if any item can have any number of takes and you're on take, I don't know, 3 of the item, but you are affecting take 1, that you can actually affect different takes in the same item with different algorithms. That's the confusing part about the item properties. The item properties also has take properties. So it's for item slash takes. So let's go back to picking my algorithm, shall we? So we're going to go down to
3.1.4 soloist.
Here we are. 3.1.4 soloist is what I want. And we'll experiment. I mean, we already experimented with pro, but we'll experiment with some of these other ones in a minute, and I'll tell you why I picked that.
Combo box monophonic collapsed.
So here, obviously, it says monophonic. The only other thing below that is that I haven't seen monophonic. Very much difference with the two. Sometimes, very, very rarely, sometimes it works when I pick that mid-side one because it gets rid of a bunch of artifacts that the file may have already had that was created before the pitch shifter got a hold of it. So,
stretch marker, up, take section, check up, reverse check,
let's
properties,
tab.
Choose, rename, nuts, take up, cancel, apply button, take proper, apply button.
Let's hit apply.
Unsaved project, bronze 1 slash 2 Reaper V5.
So let's play with him again.
150. Marker 1 bar 33 B4.
I have a marker here in this project, so I'm back where he started. And let's put him up a couple semitones with shift 0 and see what happens to him.
Mama, life had just begun, but now...
So it's kind of struggling a little bit because he's up a couple semitones, but his performance, pretty normal. The key word to know about a lot of these pitch shifters, especially if you're trying to pitch something that drastically and preserve that much, they normally are able to shift up to 5 semitones sounding decent, but some files obviously sometimes have it harder or the formant is different, so it's not always the same. But keep that in mind, if you're trying to pitch something a whole octave up, that could really make the pitch shifter work a lot harder to get where it needs to go. And with the same algorithm selected, if I control space bar back, to the way he is.
Mama!
And change his rate as well. And there are a couple of keys with the rate. So this is going to keep his voice and pitch the same, but it's going to change the speed that this goes at. So you can change the rate and preserve his pitch by shift 1 and 2 on the number row. So we do this a couple times by a few cents.
It's begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama!
115, let's watch the bar 1d1.
Hold on, that helps.
Marker 1 bar 33 before.
Mama! To make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, carry on, as if nothing really matters.
But can you tell he's rushing now, like he's trying to, so you get him going too fast and that's what happens. So that's the rate with soloists, and let's
Mama.
What did you hit there to have the, was it control backspace?
Okay, control backspace resets the item pitch to 1. Alt backspace resets the item rate to 1.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I get those confused too, don't worry. So if we shortcut turn the shortcut on, just so we can see.
Christian Stefanov, item properties, reset item pitch.
Or alt backspace.
Item properties, set item rate to 1.0. Shortcut help off.
So control backspace or alt backspace are what you're going to need for all of those when you're messing with them. Now, a couple other shortcuts to keep in mind with rate, especially because rate has a bunch of them.
Shortcut help
off. So if we F12 again, and we press shift and the number 3.
Item properties, decrease item rate by 0.6%, 10 cents, clear preserve pitch.
And shift 4.
Item properties, increase item rate by 0.6%, 10 cents, clear preserve pitch.
So what do you think that means with clear preserved pitch?
It means when you move the rate up, the pitch is going to go up as well.
Yep. So more like a very speed thing. Whee! Yep. Anyway. So.
Perfectly demonstrated there.
Yeah. You know. So. If you do shift 5.
Item properties. Decrease item rate by 6%. One semitone. Clear preserve pitch. Item properties. Increase item rate by 6%.
You have the same thing for shift 5 and shift 6. So.
Shortcut help off.
If we reset him and we have fun with him again, and we change his pitch.
Mama!
What happened here? What?
Mama! Life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama!
My goodness, that's Freddie Mercury castrati. No.
Yeah, no kidding. That was, whoa.
I mean, that would have certainly changed things, wouldn't it? But anyway.
He would be crying, Mama. Anyways. Anyway. So, that's great. Like, Soloist does that, and it preserves pretty well. But what happens if we were to put something like Soloist on a track that had, or a vocal track, like we just did, but that had multiple vocals? Do you think it would work?
Well, not really, but it'd be interesting. In sort of an electro-acoustic way.
So let's see what it sounds like.
Two vocals, one item.
So we have a...
One.
We have her.
Marker 2, bar 43, 69%.
And I'm going to solo her.
Solo.
And she's going to sing, so you know what we're messing with.
Let's focus on me!
Bar 42. Bar.
It's written on your lips. Ain't no need to hold it back. Go ahead and talk your shit.
You could totally put so a here, beep there.
Here, the issue might be the delay, actually. The delay and the reverb, because you might think it's a voice.
Bar 27. Bar 48.
So, and we also put, because I actually went to the wrong part of this.
Focus!
Bar 50.
And nobody keep on holding us down. Just come.
See the problem. So there's a lot to... Let's turn this down first of all, because that was loud.
Ray console.
Come and get it, let them say what they say.
So that's going to be fun. So let's see what happens if we change this to Soloist as well as the other one.
Media item properties. Ariana Grande. Take, choose new file. Button properties. Reverse checkbox. Not checked.
I am doing item properties again. Let's recap quickly with. Come on, guys.
Shift F2.
Yep. And then when I'm in the properties, I'm pressing Shift Tab to find what?
Section. Checkbox.
The take pitch section.
Tape stretch marker fade size. Edit. Tape the shift. Tape properties group and tape name. Normalize button. Alt plus N. Tape the shift slash time stretch mode group and tape the shift slash time stretch mode combo box project default collapsed.
So let's change it to soloist again.
They will see 3.1.4 soloist.
Yes.
Combo box monophonic collapsed.
And we'll change. We'll leave that the way it is.
Set prop choose rename nut slash tape effect cancel apply button unsave project.
Now.
One area. Marker.
Let's change the pitch by one semitone with what key?
Shift zero.
Yeah. So let's do this a couple times. Certainly interesting. Not quite so cool.
I don't know what operation she's had, but anyway.
she had like alien or something.
Now, one thing you can try, Jessica, instead of using the monophonic parameter on that, you could try going into Elastic 2.2 weight and use the pitch parameter on that to get another interesting effect.
Let's do that.
That's a key. He said another interesting effect. He said nothing of.
Yeah, I know. I know what he said.
Oh, I know. I'm just smiling in anticipation.
So, media item properties. Area on the brand.
We're going to do shift it to again.
Tape cap. Tape choose properties. Reverse checkbox section. Checkbox tape media source edit red only. Tape the shift slash time stretch mode group and optimize for total content. Checkbox notch. Stretch combo box monophonic collapsed. Tape the shift slash time stretch. They will see 2.28 efficient. Oops. They will see 2.28 soloist.
There you are.
Stretch marker optimized for top strip combo box monophonic collapsed. Monophonic mid slash stop speech. Strip up, set reverse proper choose new rename file. Nudge, take up, cancel button, apply button, unsave project project.
Oh, helps if I change the pitch. Ha. Get it, let them say what they say. Cause I'm about to put the
night. She's headed toward being Chipettes. That's cute.
One message from Jill July.
She is.
Pretty good Chipettes, too. Hey, make it go the other way. I want to see if she gets all huge and fat.
You want to see if she gets fat?
Yeah. I'd say so.
I would say so.
She got pretty. Oh, there we go. That's what happens with soloist on her. Now, the good news is we can't make it perfect, but we can. A little bit. So we can choose this item again. Let's make sure she's back. She is. Oh, good. So.
Have you been playing this on a speaker? Because the poor child is crying now, and I'm not surprised after all that.
No, sad. Maybe it's a good thing I'm not playing this stuff through speakers, because, yeah, I might scare her even more. So I'm sorry about that, guys. I have a loud house. Anyway. All right, so let's try changing this possibly to 3.1 Pro. Which is its default.
Tape cancel. Tape media source. Choose new file. Properties. Button plus reverse checkbox. Not section. Checkbox. Tape media source. Tape the shift slash time stretch. Stretch marker fade. Combo box speech collapsed. Tape the shift slash time stretch mode. Combo box. LSD 2.28 soloist collapsed. Project default. Stop. Set reverse. Prop. Choose rename. Nuts. Tape up. Cancel. Apply button. Unsave project.
Now, there might be a problem with this. Because that's all I did was change it to default. So let's see what happens if I change it.
Marker 2.
You guys might already know what the problem is. Get it. Let them say. Cause I'm about to put. That's not what we wanted, right? White. Although it'd be a funny effect. So.
I don't think it's possible.
It's not quite.
Media item
like, you can keep it sort of.
Tape, cancel button.
I remember which
tape effects button.
Thing this is.
Is one of the Elastiques, other than Soloist, have Foreman in it?
That's where I'm going, Derek.
Ah.
Yeah, the Pro has.
Tape media source edit red only. Select
so we're going to go back
tape,
here.
Stretch marker fade size. Tape, tape properties group and tape name. More. Invert fade checkbox not check. More. Tape the shift slash time stretch mode group. Stretch marker fade size. Edit. Tape the shift slash time stretch mode combo box project default collapsed. Sound touch. Project default.
Oh, that's right.
Unsafe.
I have to go into the project to do this.
Project set.
Okay.
Default pitch shift mode. Render reset. Default pitch shift mode. Combo box LSD 3.1.4 Pro collapsed. Pitch shift for parameter. Combo box normal collapsed. Preserve Foreman. Lowest pitches.
So I don't remember exactly what Foreman I used to do this, so you get to experiment with me. But I will show you what happens with most.
Mid slash side.
Because it dies.
Normal. Preserve formants. Most pitches.
This is what I mean by if you try to preserve too many formants.
Unsafe. Get it. Let them say what they say.
Cause I'm about to put them on. Interesting.
No, that's pretty impressive. With my experience with this stuff, that's pretty darn impressive. Unless you hit something like Melodyne up, that's pretty darn good. Because there's a lot of complexity there.
There is. But what you can do, and especially if you're only changing it up a couple of semitones, instead of like...
About high pitches.
That's exactly what I was going to do. Focus on me! Focus Let's go.
Project settings dialog HZ. If okay, cancel, but okay. Default pitch shift mode. Combo box LSD 3.1 point pitch shift per parameter. Combo box preserve performance. Most pitches collapsed. Preserve performance. Low pitches. Mid slash size. Mid slash size. Preserve performance. Highest pitches. Preserve performance. Higher pitches.
I think it's higher.
Unsafe.
This is where I get to remember.
One. Marker. Get it, let
them say love us. Whoa, what did I break? Hold on. Oh, I know what I broke. Get it, let them say love us. That's what I'm saying.
Project set. Property pick. Default pitch shift mode. Render sample. Default pitch shift mode. Combo box LSD 3.1.4 pro collapse. Pitch shift for preserve performance. Highest pitches. Unsafe. Get it, let them say what they say. Cause I'm about to. Project setting.
So I have a feeling it's low.
Property page HZ. If unset. Art pages tab control. Prop mid slash side. Mid slash mid. Preserve performance. Highest pitches. Preserve performance. Higher pitches. Preserve performance. High pitches. Preserve performance. Most pitch. Preserve performance. Low pitches.
I would try unsafe. One of the mid sides. Get it, let them say what they
say. Cause I'm about. Almost.
Project.
Try mid side low.
Pitch mode. Pitch shift parameter. Combo box preserve performance. Low pitches. Preserve performance. Most pitches. Preserve performance. Low pitches.
Probably mid side higher. Let's see what it does.
That's an interesting noise. That was kind of cool.
Project. Set. Property page. Pages tab. Property page. Preserve.
Right. Hold on. Let me just try this last one.
Unsafe.
Definitely not that one. So he said mid side. What?
Property page. Pages tab control. Property page. Preserve performance, highest pitches, mid slash side, preserve performance, low pitch, mid slash side, preserve performance, lower mid slash side, preserve performance, low pitch, mid synchronized, norm, mid slash side, preserve performance, highest pitches, mid slash side, preserve performance, higher pitches, unsafe project.
That's Gianluca's.
Project.
Try mid-side modes. See, it's all experimentation.
Mid-left side, preserve performance, highest pitches.
Yep,
synchronized, normal. Mid-left side, preserve performance, most pitches.
But if I might point out one thing, right quick. It, let them say what they say. Cause I'm about to
put them on. Yeah, well, that breaks. But the cool thing about this Foreman thing is when it breaks, you hear it. Because you hear two notes at the same time, so her voice kind of splits up in two, and you hear that definitely.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's how you can tell, especially with this one, when you're trying to preserve performance. That's how you
can tell.
So
probably the best are higher and highest.
Yeah.
Or the less breakage things.
Less breaky kind. Now, I have the same sort of silliness with
instrumental.
The beauty of this whole deal is, as you may remember from your project and your item and take and all this stuff, project, track, item and take can have different pitch shifting settings. So you can use one pitch shift mode on, say, drums, and another on a vocal, and another on this and that, and have all these algorithms going simultaneously.
Yeah, I said that
at the
earlier.
Same time.
Oh, you too. how come you can't adjust performance independently in items then? Is that just a Reaper limitation? You'd have
no.
to obviously use Repitch for that.
You can. The reason I couldn't is because I was using the project default for those formants. So when I changed the item back, I had changed it to project default since I was using Pro anyways. But well, if I had just changed it to
right.
Pro...
Okay.
No, I believe he's asking, why can't you just adjust the number? Were you referring to the number by how many semitones you want the format to go back? Or
no, I was more saying... Per in the
what
item
I was saying.
Properties, yeah. As far
okay,
as
no,
I'm
no,
aware,
can
you do?
That?
Oh, can
you?
Same
dialogue, yeah.
Yeah, you can. You can.
Right.
I just changed it to project default because I had that as already the set default, and I forgot, and so I was like, "Oops!" If I had just changed it to Pro instead, I would have had the same exact combo box with the press formants and the different ways that it tries.
Oh, brilliant! I never thought to actually change that bit, and the other bit would change with it. So that's really helpful.
Mm-hmm. So I have this instrumental, and just to kind of prove my... Here's the loveliness of this thing. And if we were to change... Whoops, hold on. Helps if I solo, guys.
Solo.
All right, here we go. So you can hear that. Now if I change... This has some artifacts in it already, so it's not sounding great as it is, but...
Ugh.
Yep.
Icky.
So you can kind of see there because it's using.
Property page XZ, set hardware default pitch shifter parameter combo box mid slash side reserve performance most pitches collapsed.
So it's using most pitches.
Unsafe.
But if we
project settings
that
property page default pitch shifter parameter combo box mid slash side normal.
Let's unsafe try.
Project Rods 1/2 Reaper V5. R6.
So you can tell with certain things like this, you can't really change them easily because there's so much complexity without going over too many semitones. See, that probably sounds okay with that's one semitone. But if you start to kind of go, you start hearing tinny artifacts, see? So, why would you want to do that? Why? I was trying to come up with a really funny reason why. And I took, while Derek was showing his Chicago thing, those same songs that I just showed you. And I was being ridiculous. And I'm not, this is just something I was totally, totally messing with. But it literally combines a little bit of everything we've been teaching you. Oh, let's turn that off. Sorry.
I know what I came to do, and that ain't gonna change. So go ahead and talk your talk, cause I won't take the bait. I'm over here to what I like.
And that's what I was doing. So I had some, slowed her down and pitched.
What all did you do?
So, should I go over all that, Derek? Would that be fun to go over? Because it goes over everything.
Yeah, because it's all practical. It all sums it up. It brings
right.
it home.
It all goes over everything.
But that all sounded that sounded pretty good to me. It didn't sound too architectural.
You should have left that going. You should have left that going.
It's not done. That's the problem. I literally just kind of started on it. Like, I did the beginnings of that literally in the 30 minutes that Derek was talking about Chicago or whatever right. it was.
I've no idea how either of the originals sound on this, so...
Yeah, I don't even know what the originals are. I don't even know what the originals are.
I can show like 30 seconds of each.
Yeah, since should it's we like hear 30. The originals?
Yeah, that'll help, because I admittedly would enjoy that too.
Yeah, show us, because I have no idea what they are too.
Okay, let me turn the speech off real quick, and then I'll route it back when I show something. So, let's find...
In the meantime, do you guys have any questions about anything we've
any
covered today?
About anything?
What does optimize for tonal content do?
I was getting ready to ask that very same question. Thank you.
Me too.
Here's signed the petition.
Derek.
I've now delivered
it. Go for it, Derek. Because it deals with stretch markers, and that's Derek
and Gianluca. If you're dealing with guitars and something that has like tone-based thing, it's stretch marker would should sound better. But from what I could tell, sometimes it really does not. So again, it's one of those right. things that you have to experiment with when you're dealing with stretch markers. It's stretching guitars, you can try that and see if that makes it sound better than it does without that checkbox. It's an optimization thing that it deals with how the stretch the algorithm behaves. But to my experimentations, it's not that effective sometimes. Derek, maybe you have other things to add.
I've seen a couple of times when it's kept things from clicking, but then a couple of times when it's made it worse.
So guys, when you're dealing with stretch, there's no algorithm that will or procedure that will give you the perfection. That does not exist. But
well,
we can
not.
Get pretty good results. I don't know if you ever tried to convert stuff, and maybe, well, probably somebody did, especially because someone here is from the UK and some others are from the US, so... I don't know if you know the differences between NTSC and PAL in media and movies.
No.
Nope.
No.
What it is, basically, well, in Europe the movies are faster, in the US the movies are slower, by a bit more than 4%. So if, for example, a TV show in the US lasts for 44 minutes, in Italy or UK will last like something like 40.
Yep.
And this is because of the frame rate that the video is reproduced, is played at. So for us, it's 25. For you, it's 23.976 or 29.970. which is actually the same of 23. It can seem faster, but it's actually the same because they do some procedure called pull down something. But besides that, the whole point is that the audio gets stretched when it comes here to Italy from the US. If the TV show is like in the US, when the dubbers here or in France or in the UK dub, well, in the UK they don't, but in Italy, France, and Spain and all the rest, yes, they do. They stretch it, and then so you hear the music speed up and resampled. And the reason why resample is because sometimes they can't get the pitch preserved perfectly sounding good for going on the television. And so that is why they do that. And you hear that speeding up. I don't know if you ever thought of that or noticed that, especially the UK people, if you watch a TV show that was aired in the US and you have like perfect pitch or good relative pitch, you hear that something is not right, especially yep. in the theme songs or the music.
And this is so because annoying. It happens.
What do you say, Jess? Because you're in the US, so unless you hear something from the UK that goes in the US, then you shouldn't have that say. Problem.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
There's a lot of UK-described stuff.
So. Yeah, well, I guess the reason I say that is annoying is because I'll hear it first in the US, then I'll hear it in the UK, and it's described, and the pitch is like one semitone higher.
Almost
and it's
one
like,
semitone. It's 4.2709% higher.
Mm-hmm. And so in my mind, I'll be converting it, you know.
A bright white light shines out from the center.
There you go.
Planet.
Yeah, yep. that.
Yep.
The screen lightens to reveal looming clouds and a
now,
blue sky.
Now, you can get it.
Yeah. So that last
thing. And bring it back to the original U.S. music.
Yeah.
But then we get also the describe a bit like slow like that, right, speaking.
Who cares it's about the describe thing? I care about the, you know.
So the way to do that, Jess, is... You can calculate by how many BPM you have to change your project to resample that. And if you do like 120 divided multiplied by 25 divided by 23.7976, you get your conversion.
Right, right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's the only reason I find it annoying is because it's like I hear the U.S. stuff, then I hear the U.K., and I'm trying to convert it back in my mind to the U.S. So, like, what... You would hear is an F in the UK is really an E in the US. If that,
it's because of the frame rates of the films. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
you'd have thought it would all be, you know, equalized now, wouldn't you?
Exactly. Matter of fact,
Derek, were you playing that?
That was Derek. Yes.
Okay. Can you try to change the BPM to 105.08? If the project.
Hang on. I think we're deviating. Seriously, from the...
So you can get
but
the...
Give me a second.
No, it's okay. Like, this isn't as...
I mean, Jessica's preparing for her demo, so, I mean, she needs...
Well, I already did, but it's okay. Like, I can...
All right, let's load this. So this is 120 BPM.
Yep.
Right now.
You put 115.084, and you should get the actual US.
But I need to very speed that down,
you
right?
You need to have the project set to bits position length, right? Yes. Just that. And it'll do it.
A bright white light shines.
Alright. But that won't change the pitch, that'll just change the speed.
If you unpreserve the thing in the item properties.
Unpreserve the. Yeah. Gotcha.
Uncheck
okay.
That, and then change that.
So, from 120. You guys never knew we were going to get back into. 115. 115.084.
Yeah, it should be. Correct.
Time base, beats position length beats rate, position go out of there, yes. Into item properties, uncheck preserve pitch.
Yep.
Having done so.
A bright white.
Look at that.
A bright white light shines out from the center of a black screen. The screen lightens to reveal looming clouds and a
oh,
blue
wow,
sky.
Cool.
Does it feel better, Jess?
Torch, yes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yes.
That's cool. All right.
Oh, man.
I am officially
now,
deleting the
8 miles
item.
To do that. Yeah. Anyway.
That is awesome. You should keep it like that, Derek.
Yeah.
Why are you officially deleting the item? Is that a copy?
And then I realized it wouldn't work. I was going to try to make a project template that would take anything on it and very speed it down to that degree.
But any time you import the item, then the item will be at its normal rate. So if we can calculate the playback rate change, maybe we can do a custom action that can change that per item. But then I'm not sure if that fixes the length. So that's
well. Let me look. Hang on. Hang on a second. Item properties. Just a minute.
Yep. You have a playback rate of probably 0.95094 there, or something like that. Be around those values. Maybe something.
Let's see.
My calculations were a bit probably on.
Yeah. Here you go. You're right. 0.95903
I would put 0.9504 to kind of round it.
Well, fair enough. But that is the exact number if you're so inclined.
Yep. If you want.
Yes.
Except for those who are taking.
That sets the playback rate to any PAL described content, you get the NTSC content, that you can do that. I sometimes do it project because I have this number written down and boom. I mean, yeah, I'm 25 to 20. So PAL to NTSC, and then I made another one NTSC to PAL because I usually do the inverse conversion, NTSC to PAL, not PAL to NTSC sometimes. So, because of course I don't want to change my dubbing, the Italian dubbing speed. So I actually prefer getting things slower, faster from the US than slower from us. So yeah.
Well, I just made a text file on my drive that's PAL to NTSC. itemrate.txt because everybody loads their DAW to watch a movie, right? Because that's what normal people do.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You could just, like, save them all out.
I don't know how many of you will be interested, but there's a language programming called AVI Synth that can deal with that, and you can stretch audio and make conversions on the fly and make it play on the fly through some filters. So I can even run a static group on the whole thing, but I don't know how many of you will be interested in that.
Wow.
But like Derek, I could take a surround AC3, then run it through that, stretch it, and resave it as an AC3 with one script.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
And I could feed that into the anthem and decode it. Heck yeah.
So Jessica, are you ready for your...
We've just won the award for Cavi Tangent of the Year, I think.
And this one's not going to be edited out either because, like,
I don't actually think this one was a really bad tangent, though, because it was use for pitch shifting stuff down.
For exactly.
Us US people or up for, UK people.
Yeah. So.
And it's another example of how project and item properties tie together, project settings and item properties to be more accurate, how they tie together.
So to sort of start this off, I'm going to show this thing because we were talking about this instrumental before. And the thing that you're going to notice, obviously, is that it has this nice slow tempo. But it's
with the rubber band.
Yep. But it's gonna be mashed up with. That could be really interesting. So. We can see that this is going to be interesting because it has two totally, totally different tempos. So what I actually have is I have two projects open. One being sort of the scrap project where I'm messing around with everything. And then the other being the actual project tempo and stuff like that. And what I've first done, so let's go back to, do I have my speech on? Let me see.
Unsaved project, project.
So we want, first we want to delete this.
Two tracks removed, no tracks.
So I'm not cheating. So,
free instrumental solo, one
we
item.
Have this thing first.
One island walk. Metro.
So obviously that's what I was going to mess with. But one of the first things I did, because I had these three tracks, is and since I'm going to start messing around with tempos in order to get tempos sort of together, I changed all these track time bases to time. Why might I want to do that? Why do you think?
So you can start syncing things up. Otherwise, things will start moving once you start moving tempos and that kind of thing and markers.
Who remembers how to set the track time base? Because what happens if I set the project time base?
Then all the tracks are going to be at the same time base.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm just trying to mess with the time base of one tempo, but I don't want everything else to move, at least at the moment, I'm going to set the track time base. Control applications key.
Free instrumental solo one item.
We're we'll go here.
Context menu. Track group enable T. Track group infrared envelope sub. Track layout sub menu T. Track performance option sub. Track automation mode sub. Track time based sub menu T.
I up arrowed, by the way.
Project time based T.
Yeah, project time based.
Time T. Beats. Position length rate B. Beats. Position only B. Project time based T. Time T.
Etc. So.
Unsaved project grads 1/2/3/5.40/64 instrumental solo 1 item.
To time. And we'll also change
two vocals, one item.
Her to time because we don't want her moving.
Context menu. Track group enable. Track group envelope sub menu T. Track automate. Track time based sub menu T. Track project time based T. Time T. Unsaved
project. First, I need to figure out the BPM of this. So, what's a way that we could figure out the BPM of that?
Well, you could select a measure. Yeah, that's right, Jess. We're thinking on the same line again.
Yep.
Great oh, line, Jess. Good.
Good team.
Let's see if we can get a measure here of this.
Three instrumental solos, one item, two.
Whoa, I went a little bit back.
Selection end.
Oopsies.
Set selection start.
Too far. There we go.
Set selection end. Repeat on. Repeat off.
So if we were to do that.
Edit time signature dialog slash time signature. Bars tempo 90.690 BPM. Edit selected 4.
So this thing says 90.694 blah 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 BPM.
Edit selected 4.
So just assume 90 maybe one. Because you were a little fast.
That's literally what I was going to say. So what I did with this
unsaved
project, this
no tracks.
Other project, just because this is a project that project I have, setting. Did I actually have the tempo here?
Okay, cap save, property page HZ, if combo box collapsed, edit, selected 44,000, project sample rate, checkbox not checked, cop project BPM, edit, selected 90.000.
I did.
Unsaved.
So.
Two vocals, one, three instrumental solo, one item.
I took this.
One item cop.
And I only have two projects open just because I'm messing with all the tracks and stuff in the other one, and then I'm not having to put.
Two tracks added.
Well, why did I put two? Hold on.
Two, one item. 1-0 items.
Oh.
One track removed, one item.
Let's try that now.
One item, bar one. One item. Rate puzzle. Unsaved.
Seems to work. Nice. Yeah?
Yep.
So, we're going to go back here and we're going to put the tempo of the other one to match with this. So we're going to go back to this other project, but because I have everything set to time.
Three instrumental solo, one item.
I'm going to unsolo all that.
Two vocals, one item.
And I'm going to solo this.
I know what I came to do,
and that ain't. Oops.
Clear, bar three. Bar.
I'm over here doing what I like. I'm over here working day and night.
See, notice she's not going to the first part of the project to get her four beats. Anywhere in the thing that's selected can be four beats, and it uses that time to gather the tempo. It doesn't care from where the time comes.
Right.
Yep,
it doesn't
exactly
care. It's the first
thing.
The
only reason I would see going back to the start of the project was to just get a frame of reference for you in your mind mm-hmm. about where you want to start selecting that.
Mm-hmm. The other reason that I didn't, let me actually put this marker here before I forget where I was going to start my selection. So the other reason that I didn't go to the beginning and start my selection from there is because I personally would get confused by.
I know what I came to do and that ain't gonna change.
Because of the breath.
Does anyone see what? Mm-hmm.
So why deal with it if you don't have to?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gotcha. Hear that.
So.
Marker 1, bar 5, beat 4, 96.
I'm over here doing what I like. I'm over I'm over.
Set selection end.
I'm over here doing what I like.
Repeat on.
I'm over here doing what I like. I'm over here doing what I like. I'm over here doing what I like.
There we go. That was a lot better than the other one. So.
Edit time signature dialog slash time signature bars tempo 98.27 BPM edit selected 4.
This thing says about 98.27.
Tempo blah, edit cancel blah, button.
Blah,
okay button. Unsaved project.
Let's see.
Wonder.
There's gonna be a problem here possibly. Oh no! Unless I fixed it. I made it actually.
B10%. Metronome on.
I know what I came to do. Okay, so I did fix it. But if the item was at the top of the project, let me just show that.
One item removed. B10%. One area on the grand folk.
What do you think would happen? I know what
I came to do. Start yep. beat afterwards. Start technically, beat. Yeah, because of the
yeah.
Yep. We don't exactly want to do that. So, what do you think we can do?
You could make it less natural and take the. Yeah, never mind. Never mind.
Really,
do you mean what? To sync it, do you mean?
To sync it back. To put that breath not on beat one and on beat four where it's supposed to
You
go.
Could take the breath all the way out.
Yeah, a transient. Transient.
Transient.
An intransigent transient, mate.
Yeah, we could. If you didn't want the breath in there at all, that's exactly what you would do. So you could go back here and go. Ooh, the transient even caught her breath. Official. So you would have to go.
Well, perhaps the next transient along. I know what
I came to do. I know. Ooh, I like that.
So if we took that out.
Ripple all tracks.
It has to take more.
Ripple all tracks.
You think so?
Yeah. Because
well, yeah,
it's one she. Like, yeah. To go around the one she has.
Put the breath on beat three then. So align the breath. Oh, sorry, on beat four.
Yeah, and that's what I would have done.
Okay. Just time stretch that bit.
What I would have done is lined it up on.
Bar two. Bar one before. One item added. One area. I know what I came to do, and that ain't gonna
change. So go ahead and talk it, talk. Yeah, so it just needs to be nudged right ever so slightly.
Don't die.
Ooh, a cough there, don't probably die. At about 200 BPM, Derek.
Yeah.
Can we stretch a mark of that cough, maybe?
Oh,
yeah.
Tonight's gonna be so I know what I came to do, and that ain't gonna change. So go ahead and talk it, talk, because I won't take
Oops.
The bait.
I
think the thing's at 100. What I like. I'm over here working day and night. No, I moved it. And if I'm over here doing what I like. Oops, that was my fault. I know what I
came to do, and that ain't gonna change.
I still think things at 100, so go ahead
and talk. You
think yeah,
so?
Maybe.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, let's unsave. Project settings dialog. Oh, can't save. Combo box. Project BPM edit. Selected 98.27.
100.
Unsave project. Project 1. I know what I came to do, and that ain't gonna change. So go ahead and talk it, talk, cause I won't take the bait. I'm over here doing what I like. I'm over here working day and night. And I'm
Oh, oops.
Your time slash loop selection.
I looped the selection and I forgot. I know what I came to Okay, let's try. I know what I came to do, and that ain't gonna change. So go ahead and talk it, talk, cause I won't take the bait. I'm over here doing what I like. I'm over here working day and night. And if my real ain't real enough, I'm sorry for you, babe. Let's find the So there you go. So that's nice. And if you look at the item and where this is now, it's like a
R1B399%.
B399%. So it's
yeah.
So you have to kind of nudge, line that up a little bit. But the good news. Now that we set it to that tempo, we could then change this.
One, two vocal solo, one item.
Track.
Context. Track off input. Nine. Unsaved project.
So that went to the wrong menu. Here we go.
Context menu. Track envelope sub. Track list. Track performance. Track automation. Track time base sub. Track track project time T. Beast position length rate. Unsaved project.
So that. And then we can take this item.
Were there items?
So have you changed that to the 96 project? Have you? No.
Yep, but the other place is still at 100 something, right? So the other place has a tempo of 100 on the other side. But because I changed this to beats position
one
rate on this track, and then I went to this
one item.
Oops, and I didn't put another track.
Track two, track name edit. Track two, 20 items. Beat one, bar two.
So I want to put it at beat.
Bar four, bar five.
Bar five, that's where I want to put it. So first I want to make sure that this project is at the right setting.
Property page HD. If unset, update. Oh, cap. Save as default. Combo box collapsed. Edit. Project BPM. Edit. Selected 90 point. Time signature. Edit. Selected. Project BPM. Edit. Selected 90.00.
See, so we're at the slower.
Time signature. Edit. Selected 4.
But
slash edit. Selected 4. Time base for item slash envelope slash markers. Combo box needs. Position. Length. Rate. Collapsed. Unsaved.
That's
project.
What we wanted.
One item added. One area.
I know what I came to do, and that ain't gonna change. So go ahead and
so we're almost there.
Matthew Cooper.
They're pitched weird.
Yeah, and the breath is too early as well. Too lit.
Yep.
Yeah.
By a beat.
Too late by a beat.
I was a bit
I know what I came to do, and that ain't.
So now we can go back to our. This. And pitch shift it. Now let me see what project pitch shift is for this.
Property page HD. If unset, hardware. Default pitch shift mode. Combo box LSD 3.1.4 Pro collapsed. Pitch shift for parameter. Combo box preserve performance. High pitches collapsed. Normal.
Let's try normal. See how it goes.
Unsaved project. Prod 2 slash 2 Reaper V5.40 slash X64 registered to Jessica Silver.
Now if we go up 5 semitones.
We get. That's what we get.
So go ahead and talk your talk, cause I won't take the bait. I'm over here to the word I like. I'm over here working day and night. And if my real ain't real enough, I'm sorry for you, babe. Let's find a light inside
our universe.
That's
really
what we got.
So, there you go, there's some. How to make a mashup with Jessica. Last in the class. Yeah, anyway.
It still keeps working out. That's awesome.
No. It actually breaks there.
No, it actually changes up and breaks there, yes.
Yeah, it breaks.
Oh, I thought it was going to work.
Oh, no. Well. I got to fix it.
Because so the rap's getting ready to come in.
So what it does when it breaks... See, now it's off. The song is off from the song
oh,
is off from
really
the,
good though.
Yeah, sometimes being off the beat is actually kind of cool. It's, it can be what you want.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah, when you're drunk.
Even better. What I could probably do actually to fix that is
let's. Just as a theoretical.
Solo. Two solo, one.
Okay.
The challenge for next week is to put this rap over the MIDI bell.
Yeah!
Focus on me!
This is gonna be annoying.
Focus
on me! There we go. So
what
we can probably do, maybe that might work. So what I just did there is I got to the where the rap starts and then I made it an item by pressing A. Now, what is my ripples?
Ripple per track.
So I have ripple per track because I want to ripple this. Well, I don't actually technically need to.
Ripple all tracks. Ripple off.
So I can turn that off.
Clear on the brand.
Now let's.
One item removed.
Cut this.
Unsoloed.
Just go to the top of the.
So now if we...
What I'm at, clear the
There you go. There you go.
It'll keep going too. Oh,
yeah. Oh man.
That's like that. Freaking brilliant. That's awesome.
Just duck the music down.
Yep, that's literally what I was gonna say. Was duck the music down.
We
put some effects
some
on it.
Chain compression on it. Dang, I can't talk.
We know what she's gonna be working on today.
How to make a mashup with Jessica was the end of class today.
Yeah. So are we going to be here next week or what?
Audio and MIDI together next week.
Yes!
Combining all of what we've learned so far.
All right, guys. Yep. See you next week.
See ya!
Bye-bye.